Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
This is All Things Therapy, where we are changing consciousness one conversation at a time. And I'm Lisa Tahir, your host.
Hi there. I am Lisa Tahir, your host. Welcome to All Things Therapy. I want to talk to you today about the word success. And I propose to you that success is actually a process. And I'll tell you why I believe that is true. I am doing a series of solo episodes about topics I think will be important to enhance your well-being. Last week, I spoke about your physical health. This week, I want to talk about more of your mental, psychological health, your mindset, and success in particular. And I'm going to start with the Merriam-Webster dictionary definition of the word success, which is favorable or desired outcome, also the attainment of wealth, favor, or eminence. I also researched synonyms to the word success. Synonyms are achievement, execution, and here's where I started to really feel into success as a process. See how these words that are synonyms of success might feel a little different to you. Success as completion, success as realization, success as fulfillment, success as creation, and success as actualization. These are processes. Actualization, creation, fulfillment, completion, realization are all processes. They're not one and done events or experiences in our lives. They are unfolding as processes. And it starts to really get interesting when my personal inquiry and thought led to Inc. magazine and a great article they have entitled "A New Definition of Success That Can Change Your Life." This is where Inc. magazine talks about, are you chasing the wrong definition of success? If you aren't happy, the answer is most likely yes. So I want you listening, watching, to ask yourself, am I happy? How happy am I? And see where you are. See, be really honest with yourself. We have different areas of our lives. So even if you break them down, how happy am I in my work life? How happy am I in my relationship life, my personal relationships, intimate and friendships, business associations, my physical health, just all the different areas, your children, whatever it is. And I love that Inc. magazine suggests that if you're not happy, your definition of success could very well be out of alignment with the life that you're living and that you have daily. And they go on to say that happiness is derived from good relationships and achieving personal goals. And that's what they suggest success is really about, which is in some contrast to the Merriam-Webster definition centered entirely around a favorable or desired outcome, the attainment of wealth, favor, or eminence. And those are good things. We don't want to throw out attaining wealth, our desired outcomes, eminence, favor. We want to expand upon what success is in our lives. I want you to expand your definition of success for yourself today, wherever you are listening to this episode. And if you don't have a concept of success, I want you to start creating that. I want you to begin this process of defining success for you. I have a last piece this episode. It's going to be short today. I do want to let you know a way to have successful health, a way. There's so many. I'm shaking it up right now, if you hear it. This little adorable shot, I'm holding it up in the screen, Magic Mind, will blow your mind. It is herbaceous, this little shot containing so many good things. I drink it in the morning mixed with some water. I used to drink it with almond milk, with cashew milk, club soda, all those work. Lately, I'm into just mixing it with some water and sipping it alongside my black coffee because I notice feeling immediately relaxed as I drink it. And it's because of the L-theanine in it. It's because of echinacea. It's because of the cordyceps and lion's mane mushrooms. This shot has vitamin C. It is paleo and vegan. And it's like delicious. And I just want y'all to try it out. I'm staring at it. It's so cute. Even the wave on it, the image reminds me of the Hokusai woodblock wave, a Japanese wood print. I have an extrapolation of that ocean wave as a tattoo on my forearm. So Magic Mind is offering you 56% off to try them out as my listener on a monthly subscription, or 20% off a single order. It really works to melt away stress. And that's because it's a nootropic. It's a brain booster. And there's a lot out nowadays about how to enhance your brain health. Not all of it is accurate. I can tell you Magic Mind is. Joe Rogan also promotes Magic Mind. Lots of people in addition to me, but try it out for yourself. You have to try things out. Don't necessarily just take someone's word. See how you feel after drinking Magic Mind. Literally within 1 to 3 days, you start to relax. So go to magicmind.co/Lisa. Use code Lisa. It'll be in the show notes. And thank you, Magic Mind.
This Valentine's Day, Dunkin's got the perfect pairings to show your love. So get down on one knee with a dozen brownie batter donuts and a cocoa mocha signature latte. Or make them swoon with a strawberry dragon fruit Dunkin' refresher with a Cupid's Choice donut. Are you ready for love? America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
So part of having a magic mind is really creating a definition of success for ourselves that works. Going down the rabbit hole from Merriam-Webster's dictionary to synonyms for the word success to Inc. magazine's really good article. Check it out. A new definition of success that can change your life, having to do with if you don't feel happy, your definition of success isn't aligned. It's not working for you. I also researched and found that a university that's now online because of the pandemic, it used to be a brick and mortar, Strayer University, Strayer, had a readiness success petition on change.org to actually have the Merriam-Webster's dictionary definition of the word success enhanced to fit, to modify it, to reflect the values that we have today, centered around the Inc. magazine's perspectives of happiness, of personally fulfilling relationships, of a good relationship to your own self, that you feel good about yourself instead of bad about yourself. That's so important. Most of the work that I do as a therapist, regardless of the issues that people are bringing in each session, it has to do with the way they're feeling about themselves. It's about the way you feel about yourself in the context of your intimate relationship, in the context of your friendships, in the context of work, that we were taught, I think, and I know this is changing in generations today, thank goodness and fortunately, we were taught, I think, younger to be really critical of ourselves and believing that's how we grow, instead of how do I support myself where I am weak, vulnerable, need some extra help without judgment and shame and the criticism. It's so unnecessary. And I help people really support themselves with messaging. We think up to 70,000 thoughts per day. That is a shit ton of thoughts. There's no way we can capture and know all of them. But think about the thoughts that you do hold on to every day. Even today, before listening to this show, have those thoughts in your mind about yourself, people in your life, and experiences been more positive or more negative? And be honest answering that. It's okay. And if you've been more on the negative side, start redefining success for yourself so you can have daily achievable goals of feeling successful. These could be measurable and observable, like I went walking after work, I went to the gym, I kept my commitment with my partner, with my friends, with my children, and to notice when you show up for yourself and others as a success, as a micro success. They build into more macro successes that you'll experience. They're building blocks. And where you may have fallen short, you didn't do something you'd say you do, you spoke harshly to someone, make that amends to the person and commit to changing that, to showing up a bit differently. The rest of today, the rest of tonight, tomorrow, we have endless opportunities to change and show up differently for ourselves. And to me, that's success in activation. That is success as it's defined. A synonym, that's actualizing success, creating success, having fulfillment, completion, executing success. Make a commitment to execute success in your life today. I'm getting tongue-tied. I don't want to become repetitive. If you've liked what you've heard, please go and rate All Things Therapy right now on the platform you're listening, 5 stars. Also add a written review. And I'd love if you listen to the ads as they're played. When you listen to the ads in my podcast and others, it really helps so much. So I'd appreciate if you listen to the ads as well. And definitely give me a written review rating. This is episode like 355. I've been doing this 7 years. I certainly plan and take time out to ask, you know, what do you want to hear? What's going to offer value? So I'd love for you to show me that you value this show by the rate, review, sharing it, subscribing, all of that. And if you're looking for a therapist, I would love to do a 20-minute complimentary call to see if we're a fit. You can reach out on the screen. It says nolatherapy.com, NOLATHERAPY.com. It'll be in the outro roll. Or reach out, Lisa@nolatherapy.com. That's my email. All of my love. I look forward to picking up with you next week on this series this summer of solo episodes having to do with how you can enhance your life physically, emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, and define success for you. And you know you're on it when you're feeling happier. Mwah.
And that's a wrap. Thank you. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review All Things Therapy on the platform you're listening from. And let's connect on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at NOLA Therapy, the abbreviation for New Orleans, Los Angeles Therapy, reflecting my two favorite cities. And let's keep changing consciousness, one conversation